Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Ranchette Bits. I'm your host, Arlilo Rodriguez, and I know it's been a bit of a long time since you've heard from me. I do apologize for that, but we can't think about that for too long. I actually do have something really important I need to talk about today. Just a quick disclaimer, I am currently wearing retainers, Invisalign retainers, so my voice might sound a little weird or might do some lisping. That's normal. That's just the experience of wearing retainers. So bear that in mind. I wish I was here to record a podcast about something more fun, like the Barbie movie or Oppenheimer or any of the other most recent pop culture things that have been going on recently. Matter of fact, I've actually recorded a lot of Ranchette Bits that I recorded way back in April, apparently. I looked at my project file, and last time I recorded was in April. And yeah, no, I wish I was here under happier circumstances, but I think I'm going to cut right to the chase. I'm going to talk about the firsthand account of what it's been like, the experience of being abused and gaslit. There's a few disclaimers I do have to mention on top of the previous one. For legal reasons, I cannot mention the source of the abuse because I could be sued to oblivion. It might sound like I'm joking when I say that, but it's very true. I can only just kind of talk about the firsthand experience it's been for me and basically how I've kind of had to hold on to these feelings for basically years now, and what that really does to a person's psyche. Now, because this is a Ranchette Bit and not a full Random Chatterings episode, I have been requested to do an episode about red flags in relationships. I do think this is a very important topic to talk about. I know it's been covered by other people before. I want to make sure that that episode is well produced and very well researched before I even try to tackle such a huge topic. So for today, I am only going to speak about anecdotal evidence from what I've experienced and why it's taken me so long to talk about this in any kind of public forum, why I've been holding in these feelings for so long. And I apologize, this recording may get very, very raw. I will definitely have content warnings up the wazoo on the description from this episode, all the things. This is going to be a very difficult recording. Just going to be saying that right now. Shall we begin? Now, you might be wondering, and it's a question that everyone always thinks about, like when they're in an abusive situation, why are you still in the abusive situation, or why are you still affiliated in the situation where you're being abused? And what I can kind of play through the logic of what it's been like for me. I don't want to blame myself too much for what's been happening. That's the mistake, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. It's a fault that victims of abuse tend to believe when they're in a situation. They start blaming themselves for why they didn't leave earlier. And I can tell you right now that there's many situations that go on in someone's life where we don't know the full details and we don't know the full story. So there could be many, many factors as to why someone couldn't leave early. And this is mine. To be frank, the pandemic was a very terrifying time. I talked about it a little bit in one of my update episodes, but it generally was terrifying. The very idea of being at the whim of basically an inept administration that did not handle the lockdown. They didn't handle it fast enough. And basically the very idea of being outside to actually endanger your life or the life of your loved ones. And then the process of, well, how could you possibly, like, how can you find something new under these circumstances? And so I felt as though that I had to resign myself to my current situation because I had no other options. I felt like there were no other options. It didn't feel as bad at the time because you always want to believe that if something happens, it's a one-off thing, it's not a pattern of abuse, it is simply just how things are, and you just kind of accept it. You even kind of tell yourself, well, I guess that's just how things are, so I guess that's okay. Again, I'm talking from a first-person experience, I'm not trying to speak broadly. That's what I was thinking at the moment. And it did become genuinely terrifying to try to leave because there were no other options. There were no other reasonable options during the pandemic. And I had bills to pay, even during a massive catastrophic event like the one that we went through, but we're not fully out of yet. I still wear my mask to this day because I know that the rates of COVID are going up again, and I want to be careful as often as I can be. Let's skip through to this year, 2023, and some things start to become more evident. Something that you kind of first accept as this is just the way things are, and I guess I'm gonna just have to just take my punches as they come along. Metaphorical punches, of course. And it's just like, it's like a slight ribbing. It's not like, this isn't abusive behavior. It just resembles abusive behavior. I think I was in therapy, and at this time, I hadn't even really connected abuse with what was happening, because there's been so many very explicit examples of that happening in media and in like anecdotal stories from other people, that I kind of felt a little like I was being a little dismissive to those people's situations when I said that that kind of sounds like what I'm in is like an abusive relationship. But those words really started to resonate in my head again and again and again when I really thought about it, when I really took the time to think about it. And I attempted to sound the alarms, in a sense. I tried to seek out help. And again, I can't be specific. What I can say is that there's been a few couple times that I've been at my doctor's office, and I'll mention that heavy podcast. We're having a heavy podcast right now. I felt suicidal. That I've just felt peaks of suicidality after a long day. And my doctors noticed that there was a pattern of when that those thoughts would be at their peak. And it seems very obvious in hindsight. Again, everything, when you really know what's happening all the time, or when you can't connect the dots, it doesn't seem evident what is happening. But once I realized that something was wrong, and I realized that I shouldn't be feeling suicidal, or even just having thoughts of suicide after a long day, I felt like it was time to do something about it. Unfortunately, take responsibility, that's not putting it the right way. I think when we're trying to have others be accountable for their actions, there's many different ways that someone may react. Some will accept it, some will not. I learned very quickly that someone will feign interest in what has been happening, but then they hear another person's perspective, and suddenly your perspective is a lie. It's just a flat out lie that the feelings you've been harboring, that you've been holding on, basically your mental health has been deteriorating bit by bit. That was all a lie. It was you. That was all because of you. It's because you're too sensitive. It's because you're too emotional. And they basically throw your abuse right back in your face. And having to reconcile with that has not been easy. In fact, it's been devastating. Because you really expect better from people. You think they're beyond this, beyond ego, and able to exhibit empathy, but they can't. And so when you at first were trying to find help, instead you find dismay. And that's basically what it's been like for the past couple of years. I tried to sound the alarm pretty early on because I felt like my treatment was not fair. It wasn't common, but it was not addressed. And when it was addressed terribly. And so now we come to today, where I'm basically trying to think about all of the events that have happened up to this point that, again, I cannot explain in detail because of legal reasons. And it just made me think about how many times I've called up my brother and told them, I wish I could leave. I wish I could just leave the situation altogether, because I'm just in pain all the time. And that's not exactly true. Occasionally, it was decent. Not great, but decent. Survivable. But we are far past that point now. And it's time for me to leave the situation. And that's what I'm doing. I am taking steps right now. It took a lot of courage. It took a lot of deliberation on my part to finally make this decision. And honestly, I made this decision a few years later than I should have. But that's not the point. The point is that if you feel right now, if you feel like you're in a situation where you feel like your thoughts are in doubt, or you have this lingering feeling that something doesn't feel right, that you feel like you're in danger, or that you are being abused, seek help as soon as possible. If you can. If it's safe to do so. I'll have some links in the description for some resources you can go to. Those the resources are mostly for other people that are in abusive situations. I don't want to, again, say strictly what my situation has been. Again, for legal reasons. And I'm sorry that I took in, that I'm back in your ears once again on a very heavy subject. I honestly pray that I could have been here for something more happier, but I felt like I really needed to get these thoughts across, because I've been holding on to them for so long and it's been just exhausting. I've lost sleep over this. I haven't been able to maintain a regular sleep schedule for several years, where I think I wanted to resort to getting sleep medication, because melatonin hasn't been working at all, and I'm just tired in general. What I also kind of realized is that I'm 30 now. Maybe I could take this when I was in my 20s, but I don't got time for this shit in my 30s. But nobody has time for that shit. Nobody has time to spend so much time under duress. And I know things are difficult, times are difficult, situations could be very, very different, and you might not be able to even have the option to leave, which I pray that, not that I'm religious, but I just say that I wish, hope you can eventually escape whatever situation it is. I hope that you can find a way to escape. And no, it's not that simple. And it hasn't been that easy for me either. And I feel sorry for my friends and my family who have had to listen to me talk about that situation for so many years. And I wonder if in the back of their minds they were also thinking, when would I leave to find something different? To find something new. And I do apologize to them for all of that hot air. I'm rambling at this point because I don't know how to end this. I'm just sorry. I'm just so sorry. I'm sorry I made you all worry about me. I'm finally doing what it's best for me now. And I'm not going to be in that situation any longer. I don't know if I can say that by the time you listen to this podcast that I'll be out, but it's probably soon after that. Most likely, I'll be out, hopefully. Thank you so much for listening. I know this was not an easy podcast to listen to. It probably won't be an easy podcast for me to edit, but I really felt like I need to get these thoughts across because I've been holding them in for so long and I had to find some way to get it out, some way or another. Hopefully we'll be back very soon with a more fun podcast. I'm going to go ahead and spoil some stuff that I've wanted to plan for the year. I've had a lot of anchor bits that I've recorded already, so those will probably be uploaded sometime. Don't know when, sometime. I want to do a miniseries about the Beatles. I've been listening to so many Beatles as a way of coping with stress. So I feel like it could be really fun to do a miniseries. I don't know if it'll be a Ranchette Bits miniseries or if it'll just be a typical miniseries. It'll take form in some way, shape, or form. I also promised someone a podcast about Nope. the Jordan Peele movie. Nope. If they're listening, I don't know when I'll make that. I have a huge backlog of stuff I gotta go through first. There's a 10-year anniversary podcast I think I recorded a while ago that I need to post. Sorry to the guest who was on that. There's a lot of stuff I need to. There's a lot of cleanup I gotta do before I can record new stuff. And hopefully this is the only serious podcast I have for you all in a very long time. And hopefully the next time I talk to you all, I am in a much healthier state of mind and with much more fun things to talk about. But again, sometimes in life, there's just those moments where we have to say enough and we gotta take a stand, however risky that may be. Thank you everybody for listening to this episode of Ranchette Bits, and hopefully we'll see you next time for the next Ranchette Bit. Take care. I love you all. Have a good night.